think of our close human relationships, in particular of partners in life, of marriages. There, the submission of the will of the one to the other and the other to the one, reciprocally in the relationship, is absolutely crucial to its health. When one insists on imposing their will upon the other, the marriage, the relationship, is necessarily maimed. I think it's rather a shame that obedience has pretty much entirely disappeared from the marriage service in the Church of England. I don't mean that we should put back the wife obeying her husband. I think we should put in the husband also obeying his wife. In other words, we should have a completely symmetrical and balanced set of promises, but the O word should be reintroduced, because there's something vital in those sorts of partnerships about the way in which the one allows their will to be contained within, to dance with the will of the other. And it all becomes possible and beautiful in the setting where there is love and there is trust. And so with Jesus, he trusts his Father. He trusts that his Father's will for him is a loving one. And so he is able to walk a road of obedience. Now, there's a fascinating detail at the end of Luke's telling of this morning's gospel. You will have detected that in Matthew, the devil goes away and he come and minister to Jesus. In Luke, the devil goes away until an opportune time. And you ask yourself, what is this opportune time? When does the devil come back? And one obvious possible answer is that it's when the devil entered into Judas Iscariot. It's the start of the passion sequence that the devil sets to work. But I myself think that this might be a reference to Gethsemane, the other great testing, when Jesus can now see so much more clearly how terrible is the road that is in front of him. And he asks, Father, do I really have to do this? Do I really have to go in this way? Must it end, as I see that it will, with a cruel, a ghastly death? And he struggles, we're told, all night in prayer until the sweat pours from him like drops of blood. And at the end he says, Father, but not my will be done, but yours. I think there's a link between the two stories, that one of the night of Maundy Thursday and this one of the beginning of Lent. Here Jesus starts to walk in the desert, the way of obedience, and at Gethsemane he will perfect it. As we reflect on those two stories, we think about our own obedience, to whom we are obedient, in what way, what kind of love, what kind of trust sets the framework in which we do the things that we do. We pray that we may learn to place our greedy human will within the will of God, our loving Father, who intends for us, in the end, nothing but good. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.